5 Central New York Rockers, 4 Central New York Rockers, 92.7 FM, The Drive.
Oh yeah, 92.7 FM, The Drive is right, and we're kicking off our extravaganza, our rock extravaganza. It is the Joe Show live Christmas show. Now, right now, we're using some music done for us and sent to us from Nelson Rudiak. You might remember him from the radio days with Hirsch and Nelson. But he sent us some songs. We're using his music. We're going to play some of them later. But we also have a lot of live stuff coming up. We've got Gary Johnson standing across the room from me. We're going to get to him in a minute. Kate Devin is up this hour. Kelly Yacko and friends coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. But right now, let's bring on our first performer, a dude I've known for a long time, Gary Johnson. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you, Joe?
I am doing pretty good, my man. So let's talk for a second before you start playing.
Sounds good.
You play, you play all over the place. Say something.
Yeah, I tour colleges nationally. I get to travel and play all these universities throughout the country. And every once in a while, I do some local shows here and there.
Cool. All right. So what do you got planned for us today as far as what you're going to play?
Oh, I'm supposed to have a plan?
Well, no, not necessarily. There you go.
I'm just going to kind of bounce around here and there. I think we'll start out with some traditional, if that works for you.
That's cool. All right. Well, listen, you have the floor. Do your thing. Knock yourself out. And then we'll talk a little bit more after you're done. But hey, listen, I know you got a new baby.
2 hours of sleep last night.
Oh, man. Thank you for coming and taking time out of your Christmas Eve. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend Gary Johnson on the Joe Show Christmas Rock Extravaganza on The Drive.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas car I ride. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. May your days be your days, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
All right, there we go. So, well, we're going to keep things pretty mixed up here and do a, how do the Eagles sound? This is a,
oh yeah,
this is a, kind of a melancholy Christmas song, but it's a good one. Here we go.
Bells will be ringing, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, my New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. So this is Christmas, yeah, Christmas, my dear. The time of year to be with the ones you love. So won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year's will find you home. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas.
Did it? Go ahead, say something, Gary. It was the Grinch. Yes, it was. There you go. So anyways, we were saying earlier, now you tour around, you do colleges. You got, like, what, the College Entertainer of the Year a few years in a row?
Yeah, well, I was nominated the college Musician of the Year 2014. 2015, I was nominated Best Male Performer in the entire market, which is pretty amazing considering that you're going against guys like Howie Day and Ryan Cabrera and all these amazing people that have been on The Voice. And but I was second place. I came runner-up to a guy who deserved it very, very much so, named Eric, who's a magician that's been on Ellen and a bunch of stuff. So he's fantastic. So I was glad to lose to him. You know,
that is cool, but it's also kind of funny. It's like, I lost to a magician.
Yeah, he got the last laugh in that one.
Yeah. Anyways, couple of great tunes right there. You got a couple more on you, my man?
Sure.
All right, cool. Go ahead, Gary Johnson. What's that?
Can I get a little bit in the room?
Oh, yes. Give Gary a little monitor in the room.
The Grinch is still doing his thing, I think.
All right.
All right, while we do that, if you got my signal, I'll just go ahead and start. Here's a John Lennon song.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fears. And so this is Christmas, for we can fall. The rich and the poor ones, the road is so long. And so happy Christmas for black and for white, the yellow and red ones, the stop on the lights. Have a merry, merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. And so this is Christmas, and what have we done? We hope you have one.
Here's a, what do you, any requests from you?
You know what, man? I love whatever you're doing, so knock yourself out. But when you do shows, what do you usually do? Because I know you've got, like, GJ Solo is your what you put your records out under, and you've done a couple of great records we have you in before for that. But what do you usually do? Because you've got a pretty varied career.
Well, I when I do the college shows and club shows locally, I do my shows by request. So what happens is I give my phone number out, people text me songs, and I play them. So, which is why before I asked you, when you asked if I had a plan, normal people rehearse and like plan things. I just kind of show up and hopefully it works.
There you go. Because you've told me you play Freebird.
Yeah, I'll do it. I really don't. I know that. I think the thing is, whether we like it or not, we're supposed to act like we don't like it and complain, and maybe most people don't. But I did a show last night at Sanctuary on Varick Street, and they were screaming for Freebird and Stairway, and I said, listen, I'll do it. They just have to be the last two things that I do, because after Freebird, the only song that you can play is Stairway, and after Stairway, you have to go home and drink. So, and plus, that's like an hour between the two. So,
yes.
Yeah, I'll do anything. I really, it does not matter as long as people are enjoying it. I'm glad to do it. And actually, I just got a text message from a friend, which is funny. We mentioned that, and they asked me to do a Christmas song. This is kind of something different. But it's an Australian guy named Tim Minchin. It's kind of about the changes your changes in your view on Christmas as you grow up. And this one's about a guy with a facing his little girl growing up, which is something I hope don't have to do soon, but I'm sure it's sooner than I like.
All right, man, go ahead, knock yourself out. Gary Johnson on the drive.
Sentimental, I know, but I just really like it. I am hardly religious. I'd rather break bread with Dawkins than Desmond Tutu, to be honest. And yes, I have all of the usual objections to consumerism, to the commercialization of an ancient religion, to the bastardization that the Palestinian prince gained into selling PlayStations and beer. But I still really like it. I'm looking forward to Christmas, but I'm not expecting a visit from Jesus. But I'll be seeing my dad, my brothers, my sisters, my gran and my mom. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. And I don't go in for ancient wisdom. I don't believe just 'cause ideas are tenacious, it means that they're worthy. And I don't spend much time in churches. Some of the hymns that they sing have nice chords, but the lyrics confuse me. And yes, I have all of the usual objections to the miseducation of children who in tax-exempt institutions are taught to externalize blame and to feel ashamed and to judge things as plain right or wrong. But I quite like the songs. combination of socks, jocks, and chocolates is just fine by me. 'Cause I'll be seeing my dad, my brothers, my sisters, my gran and my mom. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. And you, my baby girl, my jet-lagged infant daughter, you'll be handing round the room like a puppy at a primary school. But you won't understand, and you will learn someday that wherever you are and whatever you face, these are the people that make you feel safe in this world. My sweet blue-eyed girl. And if my baby girl, when you're 21 or 31 and Christmas comes around and you find yourself 2,000 miles from home, you know whatever comes, your brothers and sisters and me and your mom will be waiting for you in the sun. Whenever you come, your brothers and sisters, your aunts and your uncles, your grandparents, cousins, and me and your mom will be waiting for you in the sun. Waiting for you in the sun. Waiting. Christmas is sentimental, I know.
Oh man, who was that again now? Gary Johnson.
Tim Minchin, the guy that wrote Matilda the musical and the Groundhog Day musical, and he's also on the show Californication.
Oh, okay. All right. Good stuff right there. So listen, where can people find Gary Johnson online?
You can find me anywhere at by GJ Solo, Gary Johnson Solo. The name Gary Johnson was borrowed in 2012 by somebody who wanted to run for president. So
yeah, he wrecked it for you.
He did, although I voted for him, so I guess I'm my own worst enemy. So you can find me online at gjsolo.com, but you can also find me on any social media at GJ Solo. And, Joe, I really want to thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure, and I hope you have a great holiday.
You too. Actually, you know, one more question. You hooked up recently with, hooked up's not the right term, I guess. You got together with Ryan Quinn and Justin Smithson. How did that happen? Because that was good.
Well, last year, we did a show at the Stanley for Ryan's CD release party. And it's funny, when I found out that a kid from Utica was going to be on The Voice, I mean, I was, you know, I heard how good he was, and I just kind of was like, oh, this guy's going to be cocky, and I don't want to meet him, and I didn't watch the show. And then I met Ryan, and I felt really bad because he's the sweetest guy.
I know.
So I was brought in to help produce the CD, and we did the release show. And as we got to talking and kind of rehearsing, Justin and Ryan and I said, we really have to put something together. So when Ryan came home for the holidays, we decided to do three or four shows, and it was absolutely amazing because those guys are just stupidly, unfairly talented. So,
and you know, they are. They really are. And you're right in there, though. I mean, the three of you guys together had to be great. So anyways, where can we find you next before you go back out on tour?
Well, I'm going to be up in Old Forge, so any friends in the North Country, I'm at the Woods Inn on the 28th. That's a 3 to 11. That's a long one. That's a combination playing DJ show. But on the 29th, I'm at the Cheryl CAC. I'm literally setting up on a bowling alley, like on the lanes. But it's a community thing. I always love to kind of get back in touch with people that I haven't seen. So a lot of my friends are bringing their young kids and stuff. And then the 31st on New Year's Eve, I'm going to be at the Creekside in Oneida. And then we start a new year.
Cool. All right. Hey, I can tell you one thing about bowling alleys. This goes back many, many years ago. They do not appreciate if you try and slide down the alley a la Fred Flintstone. They get very angry, and I'm not going to say how I found that out, but they don't like it.
They wanted to put me out like by the pins, like with my back to the pins with a little stage.
Yeah.
And all I can imagine is some 4-year-old throwing a pink bowling ball and hitting me in the face.
So exactly.
We opted away from that.
All right, Gary Johnson, Merry Christmas. Go home, be with your family. Thank you for coming in, my friend.
My pleasure, Joe. Thank you so much. Have a great holiday.
You too. All right, coming up next, we're going to get to a new young lady in the Central New York music scene, a lady named Kate Devin. She's going to be in here, play some songs for us. But in the meantime, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we are also going to get to some pre-recorded stuff, some recorded stuff that we know and love while we get Kate set up. So, hey, man, we're here live on 92.7 The Drive and on our AM and FM sister stations, 1420 AM and 98.3 FM The Fox. We're back right after this.
The Joe Show.
No, I'm not drunk. I just had a few drinks at the office party, that's all. You know how it is. You have to have a couple with the employees for morale purposes.
92.7 FM The Drive.
It is all rock and roll. All right, so coming back, the Genesee Joe Live Christmas Rock Extravaganza. We just heard the Eurythmics and Gary Hoey, and then one of my favorites, Clarence Carter and Backdoor Santa. I love the soul stuff, the bluesy stuff. And right now, stepping into the room, a new face to the local rock scene, and I call her the hardest working lady in show business. It's Kate Devin. How you doing, Kate?
Seems to be everywhere. Like, I was in the grocery store the other day. I was playing. Seems to be all over the place. So I just thought I'd do it as well, since everyone seems to know it.
The snow's coming down. All these people around, baby, please come home. The church bells in town, they're ringing a song. What a happy sound, baby, please come home. They're singing deck the halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on the tree, I'll watch them shine. You should be here with me, baby, please come home. Baby, please.
A Mariah Carey tune for you.
Very cool. Very cool. Go
Thank
ahead.
You.
Keep going.
Keep on rolling.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as much as I love the rock stuff, you know, I really consider myself to be a real rock fan. Everybody knows this about me. I love Taylor Swift. I just think her writing is like, it's really, really, really good. And she did a rendition of this song. It's called Last Christmas.
Thank you.
I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. And this year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Merry Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent.
It was awesome. Very, very good. Very good.
Taylor Swift, everybody. That was her rendition.
Now, you know, your mom is here with you. Your mom is like your manager.
Technically, I guess you could say that. Momager, yeah, momager. Exactly.
And now we talked about this off the air. It's kind of like a Beverly Goldberg situation or not that bad?
Yeah. I mean...
Is that your little schmoopy?
Is that your schmoopy
playing
she's
guitar?
Very helpful. We all love her. You know, she's famous.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. When school is over, send her up. We'll give her an internship. We'll teach her about all the bands she doesn't know. Woo. It'll be rock internship.
Rocky. Oh, I would love that.
All right. So 100%. Check it out. One thing you did say, though, is you've been in the studio. You're working on an EP. Is that what we hear?
I am so excited. I can't stop smiling whenever I talk about it. I'm super excited. Yeah, I was in there last night just recording some stuff, picking out the songs I want to do. And I've only been doing this for about a year and a half. So the genres that I've been most closely associated with are rock, for sure. You know, I play a lot of bars and stuff like that. So people want to hear, I do all the rock stuff, like Zombie by the Cranberries. It's one of my like signature ones, and some Green Day stuff. And then there's that other side of me that's like indie pop. So it's kind of like a blend of both. And whenever I'm with me and my guitar, I always have that thing in the back of my head that's like, I want this to sound fuller. I wonder what this could sound like. So with the EP, that's kind of gonna come out, I guess. It's not gonna be straying too far from what I do, but it's gonna be more of a fuller sound, if that makes sense, not just me and my acoustic.
That's cool. Well, now you've got a band sometimes too, when the guys are home from college.
Yes, I do actually. They're coming back. Pretty sure they're back by now. They're gonna be here at Copper City December 28th.
Okay.
You guys
cool.
wanna come rock with us? They're gonna be rocking.
All right.
We'll be back here.
I'll tell you what, why don't you play one of your originals, play another Christmas tune, and then we'll tell everybody where they can find you online and stuff.
All right. Super cool. So this next one, I'm recording at Big Blue North, by the way. They're super fun to work with. Love those people. It's looking really good. This next one is an original. It's called Right Now. It's one of the ones that that is a little bit newer.
Get lost in the fire, you and I. you and I not coming down. I'm losing you now. Please stay. Oh, time is ticking right now. Hey, yeah. Every single day. Yeah. Healed a piece of me inside. And I know you saved me from getting along. From the way I'm showed me how to touch the sky.
Thank you, Joe.
Man, all right. So now what was the name of that song?
That song was called Right Now. It's definitely going to be on the EP. So
you are an old soul. That was a great tune. That was a,
I would
a
like
happy
to
song.
Think that I'm like from the Victorian times.
All right, cool. So listen, where can people find you online? They want to find you and want to go see your shows. Where can you send them?
Right, you can find me online at Kate Devon. I got social media like Facebook and all that good stuff. My name, though, is spelled a little bit differently. It's spelled C-A-I-T-D-E-V-I-N.
There
find
you
me
go.
There on all Facebook right. At Kate Devon Music, actually. Just whoop, one word together, Kate Devon Music. I post all my event pages, everything. Everything's pretty much on there, so.
You know, I got to tell you, too, one of the guys that's been in music a long time has seen you and seen some of the other young ladies that are playing. Said, the one thing about Kate is, though, that she really gets it. There's an audience there and the way she works with the crowd and all that, you know? And
man,
that's...
I just need new friends.
All right, perfect. Hey, when are you playing again? You said December?
December 28th with the guys. And then my next solo gig, I believe, is January 12th at Lucan's.
Okay.
So that's on Varick Street. You should stop on down for the pizza, live music.
I have been on that stage many times. Now, nice. Does mom have to go with you when you play bars, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they would never let me in.
No. All right. Well, listen.
Oh, I mean, of course. You know... new life experiences, but...
there you go. Well, listen, do another...
there for the stage.
Do another Christmas tune, and we'll wrap it up, and thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Yep. Kate Devon, C-A-I-T...
D-E-V-I-N. All right. So I feel like this one is like a huge... I'm kind of torn. Should I do Silent Night or that? Have yourself a merry little Christmas. I love... have you... oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I love this one. This one's nice. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be from now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Troubles will be miles away. And here we are, as in golden days, happy golden days of yore. dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang the shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Now.
Yeah. Now, you know, it's funny because there's only one guy clapping because we're here in the studio, but down the other end of the hall, I know they are making a lot of noise. All right. Kate, Devin, that was great.
It's a bit, I usually don't use that part of my voice, and like the soft part of it. I tend to like being a more of a rock chick. I like belting out the zombie. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, Easter is a time to come back and sing Zombie, I guess they say, because...
Ooh,
well,
I'll definitely do it.
All right.
Love that tune. Play it every time.
All right. Kate Devin Music, look her up online. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back in a little while. We've got some songs that we're going to play, the recorded ones, while Kelly Yacko and friends set up, and that's the Big Electric Band. So it's going to get wild in the next hour right here on the Genesee Joe Rock Extravaganza on the Drive. Woo. And simulcast on AM 1420 and 98.3 FM. See, you are three different radio stations.
Let's get it.
All right.